All right, it's time to speak to Matthew Pavlich, who is a former AFLPA president. He's a Fremantle champion and he's part of our very strong team at Fox Footy. Pav, thanks for joining us on Fox Footy Live.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having us.
Oh, Pav, I'm flattered. I never expected you to dress up like that for us, mate. That is outstanding.
Well, you know, Jase, it's time to lift the standard. I'm just getting ready for reading the news this evening over here. So, you know, I'm just lifting the standards. You know, just always trying to be better, Jase. You know how I am.
Oh, I love it, mate. Absolutely. Hey, mate, let's jump straight in. As a former leader of the Players Association, do you think they messed up big time PR-wise? They didn't get the right message across the way they want to be involved in working out what needs to happen.
Yeah, just jump straight to the big issues. Thanks, Josh. Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of background here. If you go back to when the AFL came out about this time last week and said, hey, we're going to go with 17 games, I think the players were quite annoyed that they weren't consulted on that. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit of retribution there to be played in terms of them not being too happy and they didn't want to give too much ground if and when they were talking about the pay. I think you're right on balance. It could have been handled a little bit better. I mean, in a time when everyone's hurting across the world in everyday life, for the AFL players to come out, you know, quickly and immediately say, look, we're working with the AFL on this and we're trying to, you know, save face in some ways. And move forward. I think that should have been the smarter move. But I kind of think that was sort of, they did most of it right. They just, the last little bit, they might have got wrong.
Pav, from your experiences and being the president, you get more of a say or have had more of a say in the past. So Paddy Dangerfield, I would expect to have a similar role. Do they just leave it to Paul Marsh and the people in charge now? Because it feels like the players have all of a sudden been taken out of this conversation. It's solely just the people up front negotiating with the AFL. Would that be your understanding?
You have to put the faith in the people that you employ. It's a bit like, you know, any type of business out there. The CEOs are the ones that are, you know, at the cold face as a chairman or president. You're, you know, helping, you're guiding, or at least giving a balanced approach from what, you know, the people are saying out of the organisation. I think, you know, it's wise for someone like Patrick or some of the other people that sit on the board to put the faith in the likes of the executive, but also put the faith in the likes of Gil and the people of the AFL. You know, they're trying as best they can to orchestrate a way out of this really tricky situation financially. Everyone's feeling the pain. Everyone's trying to, you know, bandy together. So maybe that's the bit, Jason, to answer your question before, they got wrong, that, hey, we're all in this together and we're working collaboratively to come up with a solution. Maybe that's the bit that was left or missing when they came out earlier this week or late last week.
Great.
Pav, from what you can understand, slightly outside the AFL bubble now, do you think there is an obvious number that both parties should be working towards in terms of percentage for the next 2 months?
Well, I mean, it's easy to come out and say a number, but we don't even know if there's going to be games. We don't know how many games. So, you know, the easy way to look at this is what's in place right now. The AFL still want to knock out 16 rounds. So, you know, on that basis and on the basis of being 16 minutes, it all talks to 20%. Now, the AFL obviously want more because they're probably thinking the revenues aren't going to come in from the broadcasters, from sponsors and everyone else. There may not be games. I mean, my view would be let's work out a percentage, commit to that for a time being, and then revisit it in time. We all want this to be solved straight away, but the problem is no one knows what tomorrow looks like, let alone 3 or 4 months. So instead of, you know, being trigger happy and pulling the trigger right now on big numbers and what it looks like, let's just commit to something for, you know, the time being. And it sounds as though they were getting close to that last night. But, you know, don't lock yourself in right now when no one knows what tomorrow holds.
Pav, you were at the game on the weekend over in the West, the last game of round one, 2020. Did you speak to any of the players pre-game to get a feel of what they were talking about and just their general feel, knowing that after this 2 hours, we literally don't know what the rest of this season could look like? What was their take on it?
Would have been a strange feeling, wouldn't it, Dowd? You know, going into that game knowing that it effectively was inconsequential, or it could well be. So I had the opportunity to speak to Tim Kelly pre-game. He defined it or described it as dull. It was a dull feeling. His girlfriend, his wife, his partner called him on the way to the game saying that, hey, look, the season's been postponed. Adam Tomlinson, who's crossed over from GWS to Melbourne, he was saying it's such a strange, weird feeling. How do you prepare for a game that may actually mean nothing in the long run? So, you know, credit to the guys, because once the ball was bounced, they both teams hit in and had a crack, and it was just West Coast ability to intercept Mark and control the ball better. That there was the two differences. I thought Melbourne actually had a go, but yeah, it's just incredible circumstances that both teams had to face.
Yeah, and I think we need to give the players great respect for the way they handled themselves in those situations. Pat, what did you make of Justin Longmuir? One game in charge. Yeah. How did you see it?
Well, geez, they started awfully, didn't they? Mm. That first quarter was horrible. Essendon, to their credit, came out. And that's, I think, across the competition in this shorter format, what we saw. If you came out and swung the first punch, you pretty much got a victory. That maybe there's only one or two games that a team came back. St Kilda and North is probably the obvious example. But if you started well, you basically got that lead, and it was hard to pin it back. So I thought they showed great resilience. They showed great fight to get back into the game. And, geez, they had a chance late to actually pinch it off Essendon. But a lot of the younger players, Sam Sturt was impressive. You could see there was a different system. You know, Justin had tried to implement a different, particularly the ball movement. You could see elements of that starting to come. But now they have to have a couple of months off and no training. So that'll be interesting to see how they deal with that in the time being, like every other AFL club.
Matt, we know the AFL is gunning for a 17-round home and away season, 16 rounds to go plus finals. What's the minimum amount of rounds you think that should constitute an AFL home and away season this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, on the surface, 17. But I think what would be palatable, what would pass the pub test? If you're sitting around and said, oh, yeah, there's only six games, that doesn't feel right. If it gets to sort of 12 or 15, you kind of start thinking then, yeah, that's pretty close. But ideally, you play everyone once and that constitutes a season. Now, you know, we're all probably sitting here right now thinking that that's not going to happen. But so if they get a dozen, if they get 15, is that enough? Maybe it is.
I know you're a busy man, Pav, running Western Australia. We've only got you for another 30 seconds. Favourite movie before we let you go, mate? Well,
there's your place, Jason. You come over next time, mate.
Give me a spell. What's your favourite movie, mate?
My favourite movie? I think I've somehow locked you out then. I'm not sure if I've done this the right way.
Yeah. Hang on. It's not a great look, but it's okay. There we go. Oh,
that's not a portrait.
No, there we go.
Jerry Maguire.
There we go.
Do you like Jurassic Park, Pav?
Yeah, I did when I was 12. Yeah,
he's an adult. Great answer.
He just clipped you with your teeth.
Okay, we're done with you. Thank you to Matthew Pavlich.
Thanks, Pav.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good on you, Pav.
You didn't find that funny, did you?
You a cracker.
Why'd you find that so funny?